Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, it is that time of the year when the stress meter just goes up. So we thought we'd bring somebody here who knows how to deal with that so we can bring it down. Her name is Dr. Nancy Turner. She's the director of the Rock Hill Schools Mental Health Department. Welcome back, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, it's always a pleasure. Now, you've only been on the show one time.
Yes.
And since the last time, we've probably had about 10,000 new people come to the community.
Oh, yes.
So we have to go through the introduction stuff again. Tell everybody about your background, if you would.
I will. I have been in education for over 40 years, mostly as a special ed director of education, and the last 2 years I have had the opportunity and the privilege to be the mental health director for our Rock Hill schools. In that position, we oversee children, our employees, and the Rock Hill community as a whole, looking at mental health, looking at emotional, psychological, and social well-being.
Okay, so Doc, now that you have painted that nice broad picture, give me the state of the mental health of our community as you see it. Would you give us an A, B, C, D? Where are we?
I think we vary depending on what day it is, depending on the stress level. And particularly in this time of year, our stress levels are going way up. Regardless how we approach the holidays, they are approaching us.
Right. Now, you told me something interesting that I did not realize, that the Rock Hill School District is like the first school district to have a full-fledged department of mental health counselors there in every one of the schools. Is that correct?
Not quite.
But
I will say
that. I thought I had it.
That almost. Last year was the first year that Rock Hill Schools, the school board, the superintendent, decided to have a department of mental health for the Rock Hill Schools and to designate a mental health director, and so I'm very proud to have taken this opportunity as a director. We do have Rock Hill Schools mental health employees, licensed employees, in our schools. We also contract,
right,
so that every single school has site-based mental health licensed therapists that serve our children.
So that's a first. What we're talking about, this department being set up and having this availability of all these people.
Some availability. It's a first to have so many.
Okay.
Because we are serving so many children.
So many. What's that now? What's the 17,000 or is it 18,000?
A little over 17,000, a little under 17,000.
Okay. It's a lot of people to serve.
Yes, sir.
So how does this work? I mean, these people who are in the schools, obviously, you've made it known to the students and to the teachers.
And parents. Community. Yes.
If you got an issue, that's what we're here for.
Yes.
But beyond that, because I got to think there are lots of people out there who would be hesitant to even walk into the office and make an admission that I'm feeling a little antsy and I need to get my head straight.
Well, yes and no. First and foremost, for the children, anyone can refer. They go right to the school counselor. You can call, you can text. You can email that school counselor, and the school counselor will take it from there. As far as a parent or a guardian or a teacher feeling that the children need some therapy or may need some counseling due to anxiety and stress, due to being dysregulated one way or the other. We have our employees that absolutely are stressed and need to talk with others. So we have options out there for our employees. We have the Care Center, and it is staffed by our Winthrop Masters of Social Work who have been trained throughout the day, every day. That care center is staffed, and any employee, 2,400 employees in the Rock Hill Schools, any employee can make a call. They can be anonymous, and they can talk to our MSWs and talk about what their stressors are. We also have the hotline, and this is for our community. We have the Mental Health Resource Hotline. And I'm going to go ahead and give that number, 803-324-7464. 803-324-7464. Anyone can call. You don't really even have to be in the Rock Hill community. Those phones are staffed by MSW interns as well. All trained, all understand how to react and the resources to offer.
That's really interesting. So in the course of, I don't know, a month, an average month, I mean, how many calls, how many visits, whatever the way it is that you gather this data, are you getting?
And again, it varies.
Yeah.
We're picking up now with the holiday season. So it might vary from 5 to 10 in a week to more.
Right.
But it's different.
Most common things that trigger this anxiety?
Stress. Stress about what's coming at this point. Stress about the home, the family, getting everything done in the time that needs to be done.
Money.
Certainly money. Certainly taking a look at all the many activities that need to be done. Plus, of course, making sure the teaching responsibilities and everything is done for the children and completed at school, and then thinking about money, what they need to buy, and the time. Cooking and baking, we have a lot of our, on one hand, it's great to hear that a lot of our teaching staff and employees are cooking and baking or trying to find ways for the holiday feast, but on the other hand, that's stressing them out. Again, the cost as well as the time.
So what about the students themselves? I mean, what are some of the, I don't know, stress points for them?
They're just really excited. They just, you know, we had Halloween, and Halloween is huge, and now we're coming toward the holidays, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever they're celebrating, and they are so excited, and so their level of anxiety and their level of just responses are a bit more than usual.
So I'm sitting here asking myself, when a student comes in, and they throw out whatever it is, you know, that's got them antsy or stressful, do you say something like, you know what, this is just part of life, and you're just going to have to learn how to deal with it?
No.
No.
That wouldn't be what we would say.
You see why I'm not a counselor?
But I fully believe our teaching staff and our administration understands this excitement, understands the stress, and so they would affirm that. And they would say, I see you're excited. We are too. But now we have to focus on this. Or we do have people, though, in the schools, along with our therapists. We have our behavior management assistants that are there for any child who might be dysregulated or out of sorts, to see that child, work on self-regulation, work on redirection and getting that child back to class. So we have people in every building. Our school counselors are awesome, and there are other people to help our kids just redirect, talk a little bit, get that excitement out, and then get back to class.
Is that mostly what it takes, is just somebody with a willing ear, just to have a conversation?
For the most part,
right.
That's what our kids need, is someone to listen. They feel better. They feel affirmed. And for the most part, they can get back to class. There are definitely kids that have more of a heavier situation, and that's where our therapists come in.
I'm sitting here saying, why do you think a lot of these kids wouldn't just say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I got to sit down and tell you, I'm stressed out, blah, 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 blah. Is that, you find that they're just reluctant to do it with their parents, and they'd rather do it with somebody at school?
sometimes talking to someone who's not a family member.
Mm.
We're seeing that with our employees as well. They don't want to burden.
They
want
to talk to husband or wife.
No, they just don't want to burden their family members. And sometimes it's easier to talk to someone you don't know, who understands, who may be a licensed therapist or maybe someone who is trained in listening, that we're not related and that we don't know the whole family history. We're just good at listening and trying to help somebody make some decisions.
Well, as we talked about before the air, you know, I'm amazed at how teachers can even do what they're supposed to be doing with all the social issues that are out there. I mean, we have hunger, you know, back to pack. Whoever thought we would live to see that happen? We have we've always had bullying, but now bullying has been personified by this thing that everybody carries in their pocket. You have all these stories that are out there about, you know, guns and what's going on in schools. And I mean, there's quite a list of issues that kids have to deal with now that I never even knew about when I was in school, and that was a long time ago. And I got it. So it's a mess.
I will tell you, first, we have amazing teachers in the classroom. This is my eighth year. I've been in all the schools. They are awesome. They understand about comprehensive working with children, looking at the whole child. But they know that we are here for them. They know that we are here for the children. We are here for the employees. All they need to do is reach out.
Teachers, right.
And we are here. And employees, not just teachers. All the employees. But bus again, drivers.
But
everybody.
I'm going back to Johnny and Susie, mm-hmm. who come from different homes than I came from. And they've got all these issues on their backs that they bring to the classroom. And yet the teacher has to, you know, work through those issues before they can even get down to the basics of education. So, I don't know how you are supposed to accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish as a teacher when you got to deal with this stuff first. Is it just relationships?
I want to say it comes down to relationships. I'd say that's a huge part of it. And our teachers are getting to be very well equipped with understanding about how to form good relationships, how to make time. We do some social-emotional work. We integrate that throughout instruction. We take time. I know our all the elementary teachers do what we call morning meetings, where we stop. We don't do academics until we have a little talk about how we feel today. We do something called zones of regulation, taking a look at where we are and why. So these morning meetings are imperative, and they do a great job with that. Even in our middle schools, Advisee Advisory, they're doing a wonderful job, which when you and I were in school, this was not part of it.
So I like this concept of the morning meetings. So if something horrific was in the news that they couldn't escape, you're telling me that the teacher in the course of the morning meeting would somehow tactfully bring that up and try to give it a perspective so that it might be different than what the kids are thinking?
It's almost opposite. The teacher allows the students to bring it up.
Okay.
Because if they don't bring it up, they'll bring something else up. And so the teacher, whatever the students will bring up, will use that as a conversation. Typically, it's only a 10 to 15-minute morning meeting. But if students have something they want to get off their chest, that's the time to do it. And in doing that, they can concentrate a little bit better on the academics.
So you say that you only do this at the elementary school level?
In the middle.
Mm-hmm. What about and high school?
High school, they do something a little different because they're going to so many different classes. But we wouldn't call it a morning meeting. But they allow time for discussion.
You know, it's been so long since I've even had teenagers in my family. I'm just wondering whether at that level at high school, whether because kids are so concerned about saying the right thing and looking the right way, whether they would be willing to even engage in a conversation.
Oh,
like
you would be surprised. Our students are so well-versed. They very much want to talk about issues. And so depending on the class, we have advisory classes, time to talk. No, they're very forthcoming.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So what is the numero uno thing that you're hearing about, that these kids are talking about?
Probably social media, a lot of social media. At this point, the holidays, quite honestly. But even students are feeling stressed. You know, if they're high school students, exams are coming.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a number of stressors that are a different perspective from student.
So how do you deal with a student who's been the subject of social media bullying? I mean, because we all, bullying has always been there. I guess it must be part of the ritual of growing up or something, going through those teenage years. But now we've given them a device that instead of talking to five or six people, that person's a creep, they're now doing it to thousands of people on a social device.
The best advice we give our students is to please tell a trusted adult. Please talk to a trusted adult, because young adults in our middle and our high school, they cannot tackle social media alone. It only gets worse when they go back and forth. So they are to go to a trusted adult, whether it's their parents or someone at school. Let them know what's on their mind, because we have so many other issues if they internalize this and keep it to themselves.
Well, I love this approach. Don't handle it by yourself. You can't handle it by yourself.
No. Social media is huge.
So give me a little more background on that. I mean, when you can't handle it by yourself, I've got a social media issue. You tell me I can't handle it by myself, so how do I handle it?
We say go to a trusted adult. There's always an adult at the school. I would say in every case, there's somebody that a child connects with.
Okay.
Whether it's a teacher, quite honestly, it could be the custodian, it could be the cafeteria worker, it could be the secretary.
All right.
Or a teacher, the counselor, but they're almost always.
All right. So let's just say that you and me, right, and I trust you, I have a relationship with you, this is really upsetting me.
Yes.
What are you going to do to tell me? What are you going to tell me? Make me feel better.
We would talk about it. We would find out exactly what was on social media, maybe see it. And then that adult would go to whomever they need to. So whether it is marketing and communication, definitely their principal, to see what can be done about this. Now, if the student is very distressed, and obviously they are, we then have our mental health therapists or our crisis management assistants. We have somebody, and our school counselors, to talk to at the school to help that student become less dysregulated and less stressed about it.
I know, because we've all heard the stories about what's happened in really difficult situations, and we don't need that, that's for sure. So I'm glad to hear you got that worked out. All right, with that being said, we're way over our mid-program break, so we're going to take that break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, anybody who's anybody knows what we do here at Substation 2. It is fresh subs and salads, and it's done 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. The magical formula that brings them in day after day is right here in front of me. We're going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back up to these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Here's another great catering idea from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
Well, we have the giant party subs. We make them any way you want, usually like our number 19. They're delicious and they'll feed a crowd.
Whatever your catering needs, Substation 2 has lots of options. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When you're getting a bundle from Comporium, you're getting an all-seeing, all-knowing personal security detail. You're getting shows and shows and, oh yeah, more shows. You're getting a social calendar filled with family game time, game day get-togethers, and don't worry, we saved you a spot on the couch parties, because we're not just your internet company. We're your yes to all of the above company.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in, at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Want something for your next catering that people will really love? Then talk to Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
We have giant party subs made on this beautiful Italian loaf of bread, piled high with 6 meats and cheese, and gardened with any one of our 8 delicious fresh toppings.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very interesting conversation with Dr. Nancy Turner. She's the director of Rock Hill School's Mental Health Department, and a very comprehensive program that they have in our school district. Not only do we have Nancy, but a whole bunch of other mental health experts that are throughout the school systems. And it's a nice network to have in place for the school children, for the administrators, for the teachers, and really anybody who's connected with the district. They can get the help that they need. Okay, so let's talk about some of the areas that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, particularly during this wonderful holiday season.
Well, as far as helping our employees,
right,
we have put something together called Wellness Wednesdays. And Wellness Wednesday just means we have activities for employees that are free to them. All they have to do is come and participate. And one of the most popular activities are our yoga sessions. And we have those on Wednesdays at Rollinson Road Middle in the dance studio with a licensed yoga teacher. And they will come and they're stressed from the day, but at the end of that yoga session, you can tell that they are just relaxed. And they're smiling, and it's a great thing to see.
So you do this after school's out?
After school's out, yes, sir.
So
5:15 to 6:15.
If you just want to come and bend and contort, you'll get all the
and
issues.
And breathe.
That's right.
We are breathing.
So has it been well received?
Very well received. Very well, men and women, very well received. We have been doing this since the beginning of the school year. And every Wednesday, we also have jazzercise for those that like to move around, do aerobics, and be very active.
Well, it's just, you know, as I've mentioned to you before, to me, I've always been a big believer in exercise. And yoga is exercise, right? Playing racquetball is exercise. I mean, whatever you do, whether you walk, you know, if you just go out and walk a couple miles around the track, I mean, that's exercise.
Yes.
And that does a lot with cooling your head down.
Yes.
I knew she wouldn't last the whole
That's
year.
That's right, and we would love for you to come.
Oh yeah,
to our yoga or
that would
our
give everybody a great laugh to see me
we
out there.
We would love it. I do want to mention a few other
please
ways to take that stress off between now and the holidays, or even during the holidays. First and foremost, get organized. I'm one to make a list, but whether you do it on your tablet, your phone, or you write it on a piece of paper, you have a million things you need to do. Make a list and prioritize. That way you can cross them off, and oh, is that satisfying?
My wife does that every day of our life for 48 years together. She has a list Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. crosses everything off.
It's wonderful. If you can share those tasks, I don't know if there's anyone to share the tasks, depending on the age of your kids, or if you are have a partner, or share those tasks. Also, learn to say no. There are some events that maybe you don't need to bake for, or there are some events that maybe you don't need to go to this year. Learn to say no, but it'll give you more time to say yes to something else. Be realistic. Try not to put too much pressure on yourself to create that perfect holiday. It'll be beautiful no matter what. It'll be great. Also, it's okay to set limits at your time when you're at an event. If you're really tired, go for an hour or so. Don't feel you need to be there for the whole time. During those holidays, you can take a break from the group activities. You may have a lot of family over. Go outside for a minute. Take a breath. That's all right. This might sound silly, but go to bed at a regular time. Make sure you get that sleep. Make sure you're eating your meals. I love to exercise. I like to take a walk. I do like to jazzercise. But if you like to walk, move around, that will help you so much as far as your stress. The other is, if you need support, if this is not helping, reach out. Reach out to the school district. Reach out for the resource hotline. We will give you resources for mental health support in the community.
And that number again is 803-324-7464.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I asked you during the break, I want you to tell me a story. We got about 2 minutes left, and somebody who came in who was really had some issues. And through this network that we've been spending a half hour describing, we now can say, boom, look at them now.
I will say, no names, of course, one of our employees, longtime employee, and she had not only called the care center, which is great, she had contacted me. And I said, have you ever done yoga? Oh, no, I can't do yoga. I said, well, I've never done it either. Let's do it together. And so, and I hadn't. I met her for our yoga session, brought a mat, didn't know exactly what was going to go on. At the end of that session, she was so stress-free. She gave me a hug. She felt better. She's been coming every Wednesday that we have our yoga sessions. That was a true success.
Boy, oh boy. Gets back to that same thing we talked about before. Do some kind of exercise. It's amazing how your head gets cleared out.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what form it takes. Just do something.
Something. Self-care is so important at these holidays.
Okay, so the kids, they get out of school when?
Is it 21?
Some of them.
Yes.
21st, right. 21st they get out, and then they'll come back, you know, sometime after the new year.
Yes, sir.
And then they're back into the stress session, which is exams, right? Oh, boy.
But for the most part, our students and teachers, we hope, will come back refreshed.
Oh, yeah.
And looking forward to 2023.
Good. Well, Dr. Turner, thank you so much for being with us today on our Straight Talk program. Always glad to have you here.
Yeah,
very interesting conversation. And again, if you need some help with you and you're in the school system, teacher, student, administrator, parent, 803-324-7464. Pretty simple. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, now, you know, Dr. Scott Oliver arrives just in time for this because he likes to lead it. He's a leader. He is a leader. Charlie Ruffalo back here who's taking up the middle course. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How the heck do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Well done, gang. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.